The Bush administration is suspending new environmental regulations that would require the hard rock mining industry to post cleanup bonds. It's the second victory this week for the mining industry, which also applauded yesterday's decision to rescind new standards for arsenic in drinking water. Environmentalists are alarmed by what they see as a systematic dismantling of policies set by the Clinton administration, ranging from wilderness designations to power plant emissions. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
While industry associations have been cheering the headlines in recent days, heads have been spinning at the headquarters of national environmental groups. In rapid-fire succession, from logging to smog, the Bush administration has been challenging, rescinding, and reversing regulations at a surprising pace. At the same time, cabinet members have begun a public campaign to pave the way for a national energy strategy that emphasizes supply. In a speech this week to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham simultaneously made the case for drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and for the administration's reversal of a campaign promise to regulate the emissions of coal-burning power plants.
President Bush made the right decision last week not to impose new federal mandates on the emission of carbon dioxide. If America is to have reliable electricity over the next 20 years, coal must continue to play a major role. But coal is not the only energy source facing an uncertain future.
As Abraham outlined a strategy based on removing any and all obstacles to energy development, environmentalists were still reeling from the administration's attack on a forest plan that would have put a third of national forests off limits to road building and logging. Last weekend, the Bush administration tried to delay the ban from taking effect, a ban the timber industry finds grossly unfair. Michael Klein is a spokesman for the American Forest and Paper Association.
There was a lot of complaints on the ground from local forest managers who felt that their hands were kind of being tied with a Washington, D.C. one-size-fits-all approach and really had some ideas about how their local forest should be managed. And in fact, there were people in local communities who felt that their voices weren't really being heard.
The forest plan was adopted, however, after a two-year review, which included scores of public meetings and comment from more than a million people, the majority of which was favorable. Yesterday, a federal judge rejected the administration's effort to postpone the rules from taking effect. That decision didn't surprise Greg Whetstone of the Natural Resources Defense Council, who has been surprised by what the administration has chosen to go after, from emissions to trees.
These are very popular initiatives. It's surprising to see the administration as flat-footed as they have been and as brazen as they have been in reversing protections that are broadly popular, in some cases even when it means reversing a direct campaign commitment by George W. Bush.
For the most part, however, candidate Bush steered clear of environmental promises, and his approach as president tilts toward cost-benefit analysis, from the question of whether or not to drill in a wildlife refuge to whether or not to limit levels of arsenic in drinking water. Jack Girard, president of the National Mining Association, is one of many industry leaders who vigorously opposed much of the rulemaking during the Clinton administration. This week, he's riding high. He's particularly pleased with suspension of regulations that would have allowed the federal government to stop new mine sites on federal land and would have required small mines to post bonds to guard against environmental damage.
It appears there's no longer a political agenda that's driven by extreme ideology. They're going to step back and they're going to look at all rules and they're going to say, we're going to protect the environment. But how do we do that in a cost-effective way? And so I think what the administration is signaling is balance. And that's all we ask for.
But some see more of an end run than balance as the administration sets environmental policy by undoing regulations. Carl Pope is the executive director of the Sierra Club.
It's obviously the kind of approach that makes a complete mockery of the president's claims that he was going to govern as a centrist, as a moderate, in a bipartisan way. This is the worst kind of bare-knuckle tactics, and they're going to try it.
Thus far, the administration has largely bypassed Capitol Hill. While four Republican senators were instrumental in Mr. Bush's policy shift on carbon dioxide emissions, the GOP leadership isn't interested in protracted floor fights over clean air or clean water. Still, even by undoing Clinton-era regulations, the contours of this administration's environmental policy are beginning to take shape, and Congress will soon find itself at the center of the debate. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.